Will you pray the Stations of the Cross today? Happy Friday during Lent. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. Welcome to Rise Up. I hope that you pray the Stations of the Cross today. There's been some Lents, actually, in my 47 years of existence where I pray the Stations of the Cross every day. I have a box, actually, where I collect different versions of the Stations of the Cross because there's so many of them. There's the biblical ways of the Stations of the Cross. There's Fulton J. Sheen's. There's John Paul II's. There's Pope Benedict XVI. There's a version of the Stations of the Cross where it's Mary's way of the cross, and it's every station is looking through the eyes of the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you've never prayed, they're powerful. I love actually praying the children's way of the cross. Sometimes it's like the way that we speak to children can actually be very, very challenging and beautiful to us. But nonetheless, we're praying today the Stations of the Cross. This year, we're celebrating the octocentennial of St. Francis of Assisi, who is the one who created the first ever nativity scene. You're like, Father, why are you talking about Christmas right now? Well, because 800 years ago, he created the first ever nativity scene. This same man, St. Francis of Assisi, not only gave us nativity scenes at Christmas, he also is one who gave us the Stations of the Cross. The Stations of the Cross were gifted to the church by St. Francis of Assisi, who brought them back to Europe after a pilgrimage that he went on to the Holy Land. But I hope you pray the Stations of the Cross today. But how crazy would it have been if Jesus would have been stoned to death? You'd be praying the Stations of the Stone. What if he was hung? You'd be praying the Stations of the Noose. What if he was stabbed to death? You'd be praying the Stations of the Dagger. So remember, the word station, if you think about a train track, stations are pauses along the way, right? Our gospel passage today talks about the fact that they were going to try to stone Jesus, but he was able to get away from them. Jesus died on the cross, the most extreme torture and cruelest way to kill a human being, as he suffocates to death. A horrible, horrible, painful death. A cross within itself, where everything horizontal and vertical meet together. Humility, suffering, pain, and anguish. He chose to allow that to happen out of love for you and for me. Today, let's be thankful for the cross. Thankful for a God who is willing to endure the cross out of love for you and for me. As you pray the Stations of the Cross today, do so with great devotion. Do so with great love and tenderness, because God loves you. As we get ready for this upcoming weekend, please remember it is Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord. So powerful. Wear red to Mass. If the weather is beautiful, we'll be doing a walking pilgrimage here in Dearborn County from the St. John campus to the St. Paul campus to the St. Martin campus. It's a 6-mile walk, and this year is an important reason for us to do that walk, and that's because later this summer in July, we'll be taking that same walk with Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament during the National Eucharistic Revival and the National Eucharistic Procession taking place from the four corners of America, arriving in Indianapolis for the National Eucharistic Congress. So please join us for that as you are able. Blessed day to you.